It's Tuesday, February 21st, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 78 United States senators and representatives issued a letter to the president of Turkey, urging an immediate release of an American pastor. Andrew Brunson has been incarcerated for 4 months on false charges of terrorism. The pastor has labored in Turkey for 20 years. The ACLJ reports that Brunson's daughter has had to postpone her wedding as she waits for her father's release. The United Nations has declared South Sudan under famine conditions. 100,000 people are on the verge of starvation, and almost 5 million are in urgent need of help. In a nation torn by years of civil war, 1.5 million people have moved to Uganda, turning this into Africa's biggest crisis at the present. Greece is catching up with Romania and Bulgaria, soon to be the poorest country in the European Union. Since 2008, twice the percentage of citizens in Greece are rated as, quote, severely materially deprived, unquote. According to a Reuters study, Romania, Bulgaria, and Poland have improved the most with their poverty rate since 2008, while Greece, Cyprus, Italy, and Spain have become more impoverished. So far, 8 countries are contributing to a new global abortion fund in an attempt to counter President Trump's efforts to defund the murder of children in their mothers' wombs internationally. Australia has announced they will contribute $7.5 million to the International Planned Parenthood Federation to help fund abortions and abortifacients in nations like Nepal and Vanuatu. President Donald Trump has announced another appointment for the position of National Security Advisor. Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster will head up the National Security Council, replacing Michael Flynn, who recently resigned after only 24 days on the job. First Lady Melania Trump made national news when she recited the Lord's Prayer, word for word, at a Trump rally in Florida.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The pro-life Susan B. Anthony list is mobilizing support for Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch. In an interview with The Worldview, Mallory Quigley, with the Susan B. Anthony list, said Gorsuch is, quote, an excellent choice, unquote, as a replacement for Justice Antonin Scalia.
In nominating Judge Gorsuch, President Trump kept his promise, only choose pro-life justices for the Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch is a distinguished jurist. He has a very strong record of protecting life and religious liberty, as evidenced by opinions that he wrote about the Hobby Lobby decision and the Little Sisters of the Poor cases. In his doctoral dissertation, he wrote that about assisted suicide, and he said that human life is fundamentally and inherently valuable.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has released its latest list of what it calls, quote, anti-government groups, unquote. Included on the list are Eagle Forum, WorldNetDaily.com, the Constitution Party, Tea Party Groups, and the John Birch Society. The left-wing organization also published a list of 907 so-called hate groups, which include Family Research Council, Chick Publications, Chalcedon, and American Vision. The Church of England continues to buckle under pressure from those who favor the sins of sodomy and homosexuality, reports the BBC. The report by the House of Bishops called for a, quote, culture of welcome and support, unquote, for homosexuals. But it maintained that marriage in church should only be between a man and a woman, and services should not be held to bless same-sex relationships. The House of Bishops voted overwhelmingly, 43-1, in favor of the report, and the House of Laity backed it by 106 votes to 83. But to win approval, the report had to win backing in all three houses, and the clergy, to their credit, rejected it by 100 votes to 93. Worth noting, the Apostle Paul did not welcome or support homosexuality. 1 Corinthians 6:10 through 11 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified." Bob Jones University will regain its nonprofit status after almost 30 years. In a famous case that was finally decided at the Supreme Court, the university was stripped of its 501c3 status over the school's prohibition of interracial dating and marriage. Most of the states instituted laws prohibiting interracial marriages until 1948. But in 1967, the Supreme Court declared such laws unconstitutional. American presidents have been mostly Christian by profession. Online encyclopedias have listed the religion, though, of Abraham Lincoln, Barack Obama, Rutherford Hayes, Andrew Johnson, and Thomas Jefferson as, quote, unspecified, unquote, or deist. Of the 45 presidents, there have been 4 Baptists, 1 Congregational, 2 Dutch Reformed, 11 Episcopalians, 4 Methodists, 8 Presbyterians, 1 Roman Catholic, 2 Quakers, and 4 Unitarians. It was John Adams who said, quote, "We recognize no sovereign but God, and no king but Jesus." Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.